This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 14th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. The demographic shifts that helped President Obama may pose longer-term problems for Republicans. Not shifting on the issue of gay marriage in particular may pose significant problems down the road. That according to David Lampo, author of the book A Fundamental Freedom, Why Republicans, Conservatives, and Libertarians Should Support Gay Rights.
Up until Tuesday's election, all the statewide votes on same-sex marriage went against same-sex marriage, and that was an eight-year-long time frame. And it was really only a matter of time, I think, before the statewide votes caught up to where the polling is on this question. And that's what happened on Tuesday. In Maryland, Washington State, and Maine, all three states voted for same-sex marriage, interestingly, by about the same margin that the polling shows. In all three states, it was 52-48% in favor of marriage equality. And all the latest polling over the past couple of years shows about a 52-53% majority. So the statewide votes finally caught up to where the American people actually are.
In a lot of issues that essentially divide people along party lines, marijuana is one of them. Gay marriage is another one. You see a pretty clear split between the parties on the issue, but you also see a pretty clear split among age groups. That is, people who are older tend not to support changes to these longstanding policies. What does that mean for Republicans and conservatives who took a drubbing on Election Day?
Well, the group least supportive are senior citizens, and they actually went rather overwhelmingly for Governor Romney. But what that means is that there will be fewer and fewer opponents of same-sex marriage. And since the youth vote is pretty overwhelmingly pro-marriage equality, that demographic is one that the Republicans will need more of. And so that's the challenge that faces the Republican Party, about the only reliable groups right now at the presidential level are white men and senior citizens. And so unless the party meets that demographic challenge by attracting more young voters, more women, more minorities, Latinos, it's going to have a very tough time winning future elections.
Now, you mentioned Latinos specifically. With black Americans and Latinos, President Obama did better among with respect to Latinos. Where do they come down on the issue of gay marriage? They tend to be more religious,
right?
They have
followed the national trends on this, and so a modest majority now of Latinos support same-sex marriage. Even Latino Catholics support same-sex marriage, as does a majority of Catholics overall. The African American community is more of a challenge, but they are also changing, especially because of the strong leadership by President Obama on this issue.
Ronald Reagan courted religious conservatives in 1980 and 84, but he didn't really give them much. And that, I think, for a lot of Republicans has been a fairly safe strategy for a long time. That is, you court them, signal to them that you're on their side, but don't necessarily deliver anything. That doesn't really seem to be much of an option anymore, and it seems to be less of an option going forward with respect to same-sex marriage.
Well, social issues like gay rights and marriage equality weren't really the divisive issues that they are today. Ironically, Reagan routinely got the youth vote, the woman vote, suburban vote, overwhelmingly the white voters. And he had a very optimistic message, and I think that's why he was able to be supportive of conservatives on some social issues, but he still was able to win a majority of those demographic groups. That's certainly no longer the case, and now that gay marriage and gay rights have moved to the forefront in this day and age, the Republican Party will really need to confront those issues and the support that they get from the groups that the party needs.
going forward, courts are going to be dealing with these issues in the next couple of years. What is on the docket, and you know, how do you expect specifically Republicans are going to have to grapple with that?
Well, I think this next term of the Supreme Court is going to put forth or hand down a really historic decision on the Defense of Marriage Act. Over the past couple of years, there's been a variety of court challenges to it, and the opponents of DOMA have won every single case. And now there are eight cases before the Supreme Court, and so they will likely consolidate those and hear the case, and the consensus seems to be that they will declare DOMA unconstitutional. That would be a huge step in the battle for marriage equality, and it would allow the states to go forth and be able to adopt same-sex marriage without the federal benefits being withdrawn or withheld from same-sex couples.
Now, how do Republicans, how should they deal with that? Does this give them, in a sense, a way not to have to deal with the issue? That is, federal courts have handed this down and, well, look, our hands are tied. We'd love to help out our social conservative friends, but we just can't.
I think that will be how they play this issue. Once the Supreme Court makes its decision, it's going to be very difficult for Republicans to continue to oppose not just public opinion, but the way the courts are handling the issue. And if they really want to get back those groups that they've lost, those demographic groups that they've lost, especially the youth vote, which will be, you know, the future of the country, they're going to have to adapt to the cultural changes and the legal changes that have taken place, and just move beyond the issue and accept it.
David Lampo is author of A Fundamental Freedom: Why Republicans, Conservatives, and Libertarians Should Support Gay Rights. You can watch a forum for the book at cato.org.